Okay. Beautiful people of the North Coast. Welcome to all our friends and our enemies out here. You know, this night, of course, being New Year's Eve, well, when we were younger, it sure meant a lot, didn't it? Now, it has a whole different meaning as we look back on different things at this time of year. And when I was a little boy, just about that big at one time, my mother and father wanted me to be a doctor, just like everybody's mom and dad who really like them. So I thought about that for a while, and then I became a roadie for the Grateful Dead. And I said, you know something? I'm going to help people. Even though I chose this decrepit, rock and roll, perverted life, I'm still going to go through life and help people. But then I realized that I was immersed in a scene of maniacs. And so some of these people that were characters that I thought were very interesting characters, I look back on them now, and I start wondering if they were really sane at all. But have you ever, anybody out there ever met anybody that was sane? Think about it. I mean, think about it. Mom? No. Come on. Mom? No. Dad? No. Brothers? Sisters? Huh? My sister loved me so much, she took me right out in the middle of Van Ness Avenue and left me at 3 years old. Said, Mom and Dad don't want you anymore. She taught me about love because she came back a few minutes later. And that was true love. And, you know, anyway, in the Grateful Dead, I was just thinking, we had this one guy, you know, we had a whole group of people that followed us wherever we went. And the original bunch of people that followed us, they were called the Pleasure Crew. And there was one guy named Tony, and he decided to try an experiment on himself. You know, everybody was experimenting on themselves in those days. But he decided that he would eat a special diet, a really healthy diet. So he said, Dr. Pepper, that's got to be healthy for you, Dr. Pepper. And bacon. All he ate for 2 years was Dr. Pepper and bacon. And he was really getting healthy. So we're all, rest of us are looking at him going, wow, I wonder if he's onto something, you know? And so people were thinking about going on this Dr. Pepper and bacon diet, right? And no, that didn't work. I mean, not when you had to turn your back on seaweed and dirty rice. You're going to eat that? No way, man. People were eating weird stuff is what I'm telling you. So anyway, Mickey Hart, you guys know who he is? He decides that, hey, I want to make bacon on the stage every night of the Grateful Dead. While we play the show, I want you guys to cook bacon right there on stage. And sure enough, we got one of those plug-in skillets, and then it became a thing. Every night when they did Alligator. Alligator's a song that they used to do way back in the early days because it had a lot of strange stuff in it. So he would take our finest microphones and hang it down into the burning fat, and the whole audience loved it. But it would ruin that microphone. You could only use it one time as it would get splattered with the grease. Then one night he got mad and kicked the whole thing over, and it just went all over the stage, grease everywhere. Needless to say, that was the last night that we ever cooked bacon on the stage at a show. But you see, there was no limits to what we did in the Grateful Dead. And Spider, who was Tony Pastor, nickname, he was a really interesting guy. He lives in Hawaii, and Barry just saw him over there and gave me a proof positive that he's actually still alive. And he's still eating bacon and Dr. Pepper. And this is 40 years later. All right. You go, what you going to do for this New Year's resolution then? Now. And now, I see that we are ready for Moon Alice.